Patricia Leah is the Bloomberg bureau chief in Caracas and was on the streets of the city earlier today. She's told AM's Nick Grimm that events turned violent after the opposition leader Juan Guaido called for a military uprising.
Very large crowds have gathered outside a military airport in Caracas called La Carlota. The events turned more and more violent towards noon, where you saw massive amounts of tear gas and high-powered water hoses being used to disperse growing crowds. There were protesters throwing rocks and Molotov cocktails inside this military airport there in central Caracas. And then you would see the armored cars roll by, throwing canisters of tear gas back at the protesters. So it would just be just a back and forth. The protesters would come back once the tear gas had dissipated, and then, you know, it happened once and again and again and again. But it was becoming increasingly violent. I think the intent of Guaido was to march towards the presidential palace in western Caracas, but he was stopped along the way by armored cars, and he didn't make it there in the end.
And of course, this standoff has lasted so long. What is the sense there in Caracas that this is reaching its endpoint?
So I think today's was a very risky bet for Guaido, right? I think it could have turned out two ways, right? Guaido could have ended the day as the president, as holding his seat at the presidential palace in Caracas, or he could end up in prison or exiled. We have to see, you know, what measures Maduro will take against him. But definitely, if this fails, as it seems like it will at this moment, of course, the situation is still very fluid and a lot could happen. I think it's going to be very deflating for the opposition, right? Because it reinforces the idea that Maduro still controls the majority of the armed forces in Venezuela, and that this one last-ditch effort didn't turn out as well as expected. Like right now, it seems like a failed attempt, but we have to be very mindful of the next couple of hours. The crowds are still there. They have thinned out, but they're still there, and there's still a lot of tear gas being used to disperse the crowds. But so far, 9 hours since Guaido called for the people to protest, there's not much to show for, let's just say.
That's Patricia Leah, the Bloomberg bureau chief in Caracas, and she was speaking there with Nick Grimm.